I'm not going to piss my pants. I think we're good.
I need to pee, but it's okay.
Go now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. It's J2K Podcast. And I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And I got to pee.
Hey, it's Corrine. She's back.
Woo.
And also, we have two very special guests, like deep loves of my life. Christy and Royce, welcome to the show, everybody.
Yes.
So as you heard, and when we started, Christy she's pretty sure she's not going to pee her pants. Maybe not. And then Christine was saying something like you always are, and you're caught by surprise again.
Always.
Yeah, I'm personally, my mind is blown right now. Corrine snuck something into the house from our dear friend Aaron, who did the podcast a long time ago. Aaron. There's a whole story about helping one of our...
Let's hear the story.
Okay, well, Aaron's husband Joe has an uncle.
Go back a little farther.
What do you mean, farther?
No, I'm just joking. Go ahead.
There is no further than that, sir.
Go out on the deck.
So, Joe's uncle Corn, which is a great name, passed away, and we were...
I used to listen to them.
Uncle Corn?
No.
Great Uncle.
Corn.
Well, Uncle Corn is a conglomeration of Uncle Cracker and Corn. Which is
what? That's what I was thinking for a second. So I was like, Uncle
Corn. Babe, that's why we're together. Okay? Samesies.
Okay.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Justin, where'd Justin go?
He needed some more brownie cookie.
Oh.
We're eating the crack.
He's on that sugar.
What is that called?
Brownie.
A crownie.
It's a cookie brownie.
So good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Uncle Corn.
I helped Joe move Uncle Corn's stuff out of where he had lived before he passed away. And Uncle Corn had quite a collection of, like, religious drawings. I actually have, like, the Virgin Mary, like, on a... like a piece of cloth that was inside of a little frame. I still have that. I got that. And I selected a figurine that's about a foot tall. And it's Jesus. And I called him pursed lip Jesus because he's got his lips pushed together like judgy or about to fart or something, you know. And so I named him pursed lip Jesus. So Joe's like, yeah, sure, you can have it. And what I didn't know was that Aaron has a collection of those figurines as well, and she wanted that, and so Joe told me about that, and so I was like, oh yeah, for sure, and so I gave it back. And so Purslip Jesus went to live with all of the other Jesus and Mary figurines.
How long ago was this?
Oh god, this was before you and I got together. It was in 2016.
Holy crap.
2016, something like that.
4 years.
Yeah.
That was almost half a decade ago.
Almost.
Sounds
well,
like a
no,
long
it was.
Time.
Yeah. It's a long time. So anyway, like, tonight, Justin, like he talked about on last podcast, he was making bacon mac and cheese.
So good.
Amazing.
I had made plans for Christy and Royce to come, and also our friend Jamie, who couldn't make it because she had kids to watch. And so we're doing all the food and stuff, and... Christy's like, I'm so clumsy, I can't just stand here or sit on the couch and eat. And I'm like, eat at the table. I'll eat with you. And I grab my plate, and I'm sitting there, and I'm halfway into my bacon mac, which tastes like the best gator dick you ever had. And I look up, and there's a fucking Jesus figurine in my house.
Not just any Jesus. Jesus with pierced
lips. Well, it looks like pursed lip Jesus that
he's
I remember.
Judging you while he's in your mac.
But it doesn't. Like, I'm not sure. And so I'm like, babe, where'd this come from? I'm serious. My fucking mind is blown.
Nobody had left. Nobody had, like, walked out and came back in.
I mean, Royce was gone for a while, though.
We blamed Royce.
Yeah, we did.
I blamed the ladies that come and knock on the door and try to talk to Jeff about Jesus.
Well, and I, like, unlocked the door here
at
the studios. Yeah, Jeff
showers with the door unlocked.
I unlocked the door for the people that don't have keys.
So all the neighborhoods? Like, all of them?
Well, for the podcast here at the studio,
okay.
I unlock the door so people can come in because I'm usually doing something or watching a movie at maximum volume.
Tell me about it.
So, I don't know where the... It looks like Purslip Jesus, but it's not. Christine is convinced
I did not see
it was not there 3 days ago. So, come to find out, finally, Kareem broke, and Aaron returned purse slip Jesus to me via Kareem.
I know, but I broke because I was directly asked the exact situation that happened. Like, did Aaron give that to you? Did you bring that over and put it all right there?
So what it's we actually know. The purse slip Jesus, and I'm still recovering from my mind being blown about a Jesus showing up here and not knowing that it was from me. It was the actual one. I thought it was a different one.
But that's pretty cool.
Because we were just talking about taking some of your own shit to somebody else's house and leaving it there.
Yeah.
I'll wait till you find
out. And the crazy part is...
Flush. Don't leave me that.
What we also know, though, Kareem,
is that it's been here for almost a month.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you had to discover it when I was sitting here. If you would have called me on the phone, I would have been able to, like... Totally.
Like, you've been like, crazier. What are you talking about?
I've been like, yeah.
You can easily go, what are you talking about?
Because like, showing how much we like, eat the dining
room.
Don't have
a poker face. I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure she held her shit for a while, though. Because,
well, it's
like,
the mac and cheese, though. Seriously. I mean, dude. That's pretty,
well, and also,
like,
that started a whole process where I messaged Joe. And I said, hey, remember Purse Lip Jesus? And he's like, sure.
There's
and
another I said, one. Doppelganger.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but there is a one in my house. And I don't know how the fuck it got here. And he's like, what? And I sent a picture and he goes, Jesus, that looks just like Purse Lip Jesus. And I'm about to fucking Jesus. Send him, like, can you go find Purse Lip Jesus at your house and take a picture
prove
of
prove it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not here.
And then he sends a text like, oh, well, it looks like you never gave it back. And I'm like, no, that's not the case. And then I asked you.
Directly. And in the meantime,
honestly,
Aaron had sent me a message after you messaged Joe. Aaron immediately messaged me and said, Haynes has found Jesus.
God,
and I can't, like, sit here and respond. I'm just going to give it all away that I'm in on it. Like, I'm like,
Aaron,
you know,
thank you so much. That was awesome. I can't believe it's been here that long and you put a flag up.
I literally put a flag on
Christine
top
was.
You were convinced, too. You're like, no, dude, I put a flag.
I probably
that wasn't there.
You probably scooted little Jesus back a little bit.
I probably moved him.
How long has
well,
it been
you
here?
Said that you...
Weeks.
That it was here.
She hasn't been here for over a month. And she put it up
but,
before
it tonight.
But oh I thought God. It was honestly here when I got here.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah.
I really did. Yeah. I thought it was here. I was like, oh, I thought it was here.
Oh,
apparently
awesome.
I just see shit.
Well, I just figured you'd seen it, and when it all came up, I thought, oh my God, of course,
so,
I'm here.
But you didn't put it here tonight.
No, it's been here since I told you when I came
but
to
I did.
My dog.
Oh my God.
You have to show you how little we dust.
So I would just like to point
yeah,
out a couple opposing views happened here during this process, and I like Royce's better. You were like, I can't believe it took you that long to figure it out, and he was like, that was really quick.
from the time he
so I'm going with that one.
From the time we noticed it from, and then finding out what it all happened, it was like 2.5 minutes.
That was pretty quick.
My mind is fucking
I'm just saying, though, it was sitting here for almost a month, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unseen.
Yeah, but then when he found out.
Just like real Jesus.
Because everything that Jesus heard.
Well, you probably haven't sat at the table. You guys don't eat at the table when it's just you.
We never eat at that table.
And
dude, I'm constantly over here. Like, I got my guitar here. I got the ukes up here. Like,
who saw the Jesus stuff. First? Did Jeff see it?
Jeff saw it.
Yeah.
Jeff saw it because he sat at the table with me because I'm a clumsy girl.
And I was like, I stopped everything. Wait a minute!
There's Jesus!
Babe! Hey, babe! Jesus!
Like, what? Babe, Jesus!
But you know what we've learned most about this? Is that you sing like a canary. Don't rob a bank. With Kareem.
I got that LBLJ, that lean back long Jesus.
Oh gosh.
So you can't lie.
Oh, I know. You guys saw it when you asked me point blank. I'm like, yeah. Like, everything changes. It's like seeing a snake. I'm like, ah, no!
Oh my God.
I can lie to a certain point.
What
I'm
a
like
start,
the worst.
Man.
I can't.
Holy shit. Okay, well,
know.
I got something that I want to do. So I need to give a shout out and a plug to my barber, not
hairdresser,
Michael Bradford, because like many podcasts ago, I talked about
Frontier
Barber Shop and how cool it is, and I called him a hairdresser, and he sent me an email that said, I'm a barber, not a hairdresser. Ha ha. I figured I'd shoot an email to you because it sounded like you really wanted one, because I'm always like pissed off that nobody sends me an email. And so, but that day I remember we were talking, I was going to get an Ashiatsu massage. And he said, "You're going to get one of them Asiago massages?" And I was thinking, wow, Asiago, like cheese all over you?
That sounds
pretty cool, yeah. So, yeah, he named, the email was called Asiago.
So, I have on...
Well, wait, I'm not done. So, Michael Bradford, Frontier Barbershop. It is 355 Court Street, Northeast Salem, Oregon. There's a bunch of guys in there. You can go on Facebook and look them up, Frontier Barber. And you can book right online through Schedulicity on their Facebook page. And their number is 503-383-9265. Those guys will hook you up.
What's the number again?
That number again is 503-383-9265.
9265.
And if you mention the J2K podcast, they're giving $10 off.
No.
There you go. Get us in trouble.
I'm sorry, Michael.
Michael, I'm sorry. That's not true.
I will say, though, when Jeff goes, those guys there are so cool. The way they use the razors and the...
Oh, it's like art.
It's so
pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, they do little... I don't even know what it's called.
This one guy next to Michael, this other guy gives hair... He's got a fucking hand massager from, like, the 1920s that maybe a dude was giving chicks orgasms with. It sits on the back of your hand, and this guy, he did his hair, and then the guy leaned his head forward, and he was like... on his shoulders and his neck for a little bit, and then he stopped it and he brushed him off and he's like, "All right, man, there you go."
Like the electric razor work.
Happy ending.
It's so cool. Like they'll do it like really short and then they'll work up like thicker, 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 and it's so amazing just watching.
Seen him fade.
I think Royce went to a shop like that. He got one haircut after chemo, and it was like your hair finally came back, and I was impressed. Mm-hmm. But it was like a straight razor. Like this motherfucker took.
Yeah, I was
sharpened it, and I was like, "Dude, don't give him staff or something, man. His immune is fucked." And he totally did one of these, and he, like, his hair was, like, as short as yours. And he totally faded him up with, like, this straight razor.
Cool.
And I was like, dude, I was, like, so enthralled. I was like,
I know,
it was so
I love
fucking cool. It was so awesome.
And
I'll
sneeze.
Dude, it was crazy, though.
Yeah,
I'd never seen
awesome.
Whatever
like
the barber
that.
Of Seville music is, I would do that now if I knew what it was. Michael does that, too. Like, he has a...
your barber, Michael?
My barber, yeah. Michael, not my hairdresser. He's got a bunch of different clippers, but I said, "Hey, man, I prefer straight razors." So they have just a razor blade that they put in this thing, and then they throw it away. So it comes out of a pack. And
yeah.
Nice.
They don't
so
do this sharpening
yours.
Thing, but he straight razors my neck and all around my beard.
I got to be honest with you. I was a little bit scared, though, because I was like, no staph infection today.
So, but on the topic of like, giving a plug for a place and having like a promo code or getting some sort of thing. If you people listen to this podcast would fucking get it together and fucking get us out there in the world, like we can make enough money to like have a real studio. And then you would get money off on a haircut probably.
So, in your studio though.
Like
it's really
listeners, like carry your own weight. Let's go.
So as far as emails go, and us wanting to get in emails, I've got an idea.
Yeah?
I didn't come up with this, by the way. Somebody at work told me this. It was their suggestion, and I love it. They didn't email us a suggestion, by the way.
Do we want to give them credit for it?
It's Justin.
Justin?
Tyson.
Not you.
Oh, 5-0.
5-0. Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah,
Justin's
yeah.
a listener. Hey, Justin, thank you for listening, buddy.
Thanks for listening, dude. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
So,
dude, Justin. Babe, Justin is listening.
So, Justin's suggestion was, instead of just saying, "Hey, send us emails," it's to come up with, like, a topic every, like, each week, at the end of the each week.
Now
like, we're going to talk about this next podcast. Send us emails about this topic. Have you guys ever been through this?
Now I'm mad at Justin.
Because it's a good idea?
No, because he made me sound like that. Hey, just send us emails.
That was me doing Justin doing you. He did a way better impression.
We know that your impressions are fucking dead on. So yeah, I'm mad at him.
Yeah, I don't know you yet. But
hey, this is Jeff. I'm just joking. That was me because you couldn't even tell.
Hey, that sounded just like me, babe. Oh, you're on your phone. I'm sorry.
I know.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm on Facebook for the first time all day, and I just saw that.
Babe,
so
stop.
So, hey, off your phone. This is a no phone
zone. No phone zone.
So,
oh shit, okay.
So I had a situation.
Unless I ask you to Google something.
I thought it would be a good idea to buy Beats because my girlfriend said she loved beets.
I have a problem with beets.
What?
So I chopped them up with some parsnips and some carrots, and I roasted them with a little bit of olive oil and sea salt
like in the oven?
And pepper. Yeah.
Like you sliced them?
I cut them into cubes.
Like bigger chunks?
Bigger cubes, yeah.
Okay.
And then I roasted them in the oven, and they were fucking amazing. Well, completely forgotten about that.
Yeah, I know exactly where this story's going.
Well,
did you go to the ER the next morning?
I had completely forgotten that I'd eaten beets and got home from work and took a huge shit. And I, like, stood up to wipe. No, as I was wiping, I looked down and the water was blood red.
Oh, yeah.
Blood, like, it looked like...
Natural dye, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It looked like the water was blood.
Oh my god, is this the first time you've ever eaten beets before?
Seriously.
I eat pickled beets. I've never had this problem before. So, I was like, oh yeah, I ate beets. Well, my girlfriend, who has some medical training, she was like, also beware, and I'm glad she told me this, she said, also beware, your urine could turn pink. Like, it looks like you are bleeding.
Yeah.
I would have been in the ER because I went out drinking that night, and I walked in the bathroom to pee, and I was still shocked. It looks like you're peeing, like there's blood in your urine. I had no idea.
There's lots of vegetables.
You only need to worry about it if you're shitting what looks like coffee grounds.
Doesn't, like, asparagus do that or something?
Oh, everything.
Yeah. That's
there's so
like
many different vegetables.
Like, coagulated blood, that means it's a problem.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, rhubarb and blueberries.
Christine hates
and
rhubarb.
Beets.
Oh, really? Oh, rhubarb pie.
She has
stepmom.
Stepmom pushed rhubarb on her,
like
to the point where she
like
hates
you just
it.
Don't like you don't like
well,
the flavor. Like, or she just pushed on you.
It's
and you don't like
silly
it. Cantaloupe.
Side story.
Cantaloupe. Yeah.
My dad's second wife and him bought a house together, and it had a pre-existing garden, and it was like. Tons of rhubarb.
Yeah, pre-existing rhubarb.
So she felt the need to like make rhubarb everything, to use the rhubarb, like rhubarb pie, rhubarb jelly,
rhubarb
whatever.
So you were just done with it, but really you don't necessarily
rhubarb
eat.
Shampoo.
I mean,
it
also like needs to be harvested when the stalks are
like
fresh.
Yeah.
Otherwise
it tastes
like spring,
shit.
Or it tastes like shit in the summer.
All the
witches know that.
Ask Rice about cantaloupe.
What's up with cantaloupe, Royce?
Yeah,
tell
Royce,
us the story.
Don't eat cantaloupe anymore.
Why?
Why, honey?
My babysitter one summer she got like a palate of or something. That's all we had.
You fucking see
that?
Come on,
yes. I'm like, it's cantaloupe,
no,
dude. It's good shit.
No.
I had a girl once.
Many a fruit salad has been ruined.
I dated a girl for a couple of years and she told me that I taste like cantaloupe. Not my semen, my kisses.
Okay.
You're lying.
She what?
Pineapple juice. If you want semen to taste good, it's all about the pineapple juice.
Not my cum.
No, I'm just
and
saying,
my breath.
If you wanted your cum to taste good, it's all about the pineapple juice.
Oh,
wait,
I'm
weird. Christy wants to talk about cum letters.
I'm somewhat of a connoisseur.
I know what my shit tastes like. I tasted it myself.
Tasted your cum?
Somewhat of a connoisseur.
So, like, would you do like this? Like, where you do like a huff test? Like, do I have to breath?
Dying right now.
Have you really tasted your own semen?
Your own semen?
Yeah, it's like earwax. Everybody's tasted like...
Babe, have you tasted yours?
That's negative.
Huh?
Yes, of course!
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
No way!
Yes,
okay,
of
girls,
course.
Have you tasted yours or yours?
No.
Like,
going like this?
Yeah.
No.
Smell?
But why is that...
No.
Ooh.
No. Like,
what?
You really have tried it?
Of course.
Were you like five when you did? Or
oh
like,
my
no.
god. Recently? Like what?
Oh god, you
he
guys,
sits
come on.
In the bathtub and pees and jerks off and like has a snack.
sucks. It's just like a Tuesday for
me. Like, oh, bathing in a
hey, I am like, living. I'm living in the real world. I don't know where the fuck you guys are.
I didn't say there. I'm just curious by it. Like, I'm not saying it's negative. I'm like,
I'm not like spooning it up and gulping down like.
I thought maybe you were making milkshakes and shit.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. But I did a dab test. I'm not gonna lie. Did a little dab test.
I mean, so, breast milk I tried. That shit's sweet. I get why the kids like it.
Breast milk's like banana, sweet banana milk is what it tastes like to me.
Yeah. Not necessarily banana milk, but yeah, it's good.
Well, it had a banana flavor. So I want, at least the kids' moms
You guys
did.
Need to do like a test. Like, try your semen and then drink the pineapple juice and then try it again.
And see if it's different.
I'm good. One little dab was...
Okay. All right, so hey, why don't you email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com.
We have had this conversation before.
In the semen pineapple experiment.
Yeah, because she is constantly saying like, oh, gross to stuff. And I'm like, babe, you stick your mouth where I pee. That is not fucking gross.
He said that.
Like,
yeah, me too. I
yeah.
Like, oh, no. More than five times he said that.
But not I think it's like me. Like, I walk and I brush against the wall and I unconsciously go, ow. It didn't fucking hurt. But
Jeff,
I say, ow.
Jeff, Christine's made it clear that she does not like that said on the podcast.
Don't say it again. I'm going to call you out on it if you do.
Makes us uncomfortable.
You're making us uncomfortable.
Why do you always
hey,
make everything
I started
this
fucking podcast. I'll say what I want.
Oh, okay.
But if you guys are down, if you want to try my semen, just let me know.
A little dab will do ya.
Before you guys made it all uncomfortable, I was gonna go into Dr. Jeff's two ball, whatever you need. But you know, now it's
I don't really know what the brush up against the wall and the ouch had to do with the semen story, though.
I don't understand either. Thank
like,
you.
Like people okay. say like ooh that. To shit that's not ooh.
But maybe to her it is ooh. Maybe to us it is.
After we discuss it, like she sees my point of view most of the time.
Not every time.
I don't think
time.
This is like a counseling session about it, but.
I just,
like, do you guys feel like she needs to be caretaked right now? Attacking her or what's going on?
No, I think
God. We're all actually just still in a little shock that guys do this. Like, I
yeah.
literally
never
would
have
heard that.
I've never, ever have smelled, tried, tasted none of that shit. Of my own stuff.
Yeah.
If I did a poll of all the people I know,
you're the
more
only...
people would have tasted themselves than not, I would imagine.
I just haven't. Like, I'm and I'll eat some fucking crazy shit. I'll own it. Like, sushi, like, some crazy shit.
Uterus
I've tried,
tacos.
I've tried, you know,
your
fucking
friend's placenta.
Tongue and friend's
like,
placentas,
yeah.
you know. But that, no. But, okay. Well, shit.
I've also, like, never
I,
okay.
You
so,
never, like,
so since we're here, like, has a lover of yours ever went down on you and then you kissed him afterwards?
Yeah. Actually, I won't.
So then you tasted yourself.
But
yeah,
I actually haven't. And he'll tell you I won't.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I don't like it either because
yeah,
I don't
like
want to taste
either.
My own shit.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
There's something that wigs me out about
well,
that.
Well, I have.
Yeah. Well, at least you're I really haven't. Like, even in the moment, I was, I'm like, dude,
yeah.
you can kiss my neck.
Yeah, I know. Like,
you
don't come up
my
don't
back.
Come up and come straight to my face.
This zone right here, like, we're not going there.
I guess that tastes pretty good.
Y'all are making me feel like I'm extra super
not
kinky.
Not like cantaloupe.
You are
so
kinky.
You're not.
Yeah. Like,
you're not cantaloupe, man.
What
it's
was
a,
that?
It's a slippery slope.
It does get slippery, huh?
It's always
slippery.
I just
like
the missionary
right.
position, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like,
what a turn this
I didn't even know where we were going at. So your girlfriend said you tasted like cantaloupe.
Yeah.
When
no,
I kiss my breath and stuff, and then this girl like...
Cantaloupe?
I'm just trying to get back on track here.
And to be honest, her breath and kiss was kind of... And I didn't tell her this. It was kind of reminiscent of hummus.
Well,
ugh.
Did she
do?
I don't know if that's
yeah,
good
hummus.
Or not.
Like garlic hummus?
A little garlic garbanzo bean?
Just,
like, what are we talking about here?
Just a little bit of plain hummus. A little bit.
Did she eat
it was like French kiss
you always
some,
smell like weed, so it doesn't... I don't really smell
oh my
anything
God,
else.
What's the name of that stuff?
Babe, what's my breath smell like?
Italian
just
polenta.
Shit.
Polenta.
It was like French kissing a thing of polenta.
Okay,
polenta.
I'm going to change this up a little bit, but I bet that all week long my breath smelled like Starburst because my boss gave him a ride to work one day and told him that I'd only give him a ride to work for candy.
Hey, little girl.
He
give me a ride to work.
Yes. I will.
I've got some candy.
I will give you rides for candy. I'm like that person.
I love it.
I love candy.
Meet
and,
me at the parking ride. I'll park you right.
That's right. So we, like, you know, I work at a nursery, and he brought this big 2-gallon
pot
that's full.
That would last like 2 days at her house.
Like,
Strawberry.
It's like tons of Starburst in there. And I ate so many Starburst this week, you guys, that I have had the hardest stools.
Starburst like cheese?
No. Like,
it bind you up?
No, dude, she's not joking. Our son would call us from fucking high school.
Yeah.
And middle school. Come get me. Like, something's wrong. How many Mike and Ikes did you eat? Like two boxes of Mike and Ikes. That shit, gelatin plugs your shit up big time.
But yet, you know what I did?
Every day I'd go into work and
be
like,
I'm not going to eat any Starburst because I'd sit on the toilet all morning long before I went to work. And then I get to work and there was that big thing of Starburst.
And you're just like, I'm just like,
I don't fucking care. I'm just going to eat 10 right now. It's 8:30 in the morning.
Seriously, Logan, all the time, we have to go pick him up from school because he was, like, freaking out because he couldn't shit and he was having such horrible stomach pain.
Candy.
And then I go in his room and there's, like, literally two empty boxes, always Starburst and always Mike and Ike's.
Yeah.
Plugged his shit up.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There's a theme that always happens, like, whether we go on a poop tangent or things get uncomfortable. It's always been because Justin said something. It's always Justin said, hey, I don't, like, very first fucking podcast that we did as a trio, hey, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but I'm one of the 40% of people that stand to wipe. Which started months of, like, us talking about poop and wiping.
I've always wanted to ask you guys, though, does any of you guys have the squatty potty? Because that's the fucking jam.
I heard it is.
Both our bathrooms. When you're up like this, your fucking legs don't go numb from the toilet seat, and you can sit there and your body's in the right position. Shit has never come out better since we bought those things. We've had them for like 6 months, two pack from Costco, $20. Best $20 I've ever spent.
$20?
For two.
Hey, I've only got one bathroom. Do you want to go in on it?
Yeah.
Tiny. Yeah.
Do you have a Costco?
Dude,
I do.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Squatty.
Okay. All right.
That has been I go in and Rick's just chilling. He's got his legs up. He's happy.
He's got to start giving them out as Christmas gifts.
I'm telling you. On the toilet long enough.
I've heard people just like that have them like.
Dude, I'm telling you, even if you're not on the toilet long enough, there's something about them. I really, like, I was like, that's some bullshit. But the way your body is and I don't care who you are. If you're on the toilet long enough and you're on the pot, your legs start to go numb.
But I'm not on the pot that long.
I know.
Well,
I'm not either.
I'm just saying.
I sit down, the poop comes out.
Bryce is in there for fucking 20 minutes.
Yeah, I guess that's for
minutes.
Me. It's like Starbucks locked me up for like, it makes me a 4 minute shit, not a 30
for
second
constipated.
The only time I have a problem is when I'm fucking on my phone, like Justin is right now.
Justin, this is no phone though.
What?
You said no phones. I threw my shit over here. There you go. Good. Good job.
Squatty potty. Love the name
Best
of that.
Best thing ever.
Well, the commercial is a unicorn shitting like
ice
rainbow
cream.
Ice cream.
Soft serve.
Really?
And they're serving it to kids.
That was
like
from the Shark Tank show.
Not quite that good, but.
That wasn't it? Shark Tank? Is that where that originally came from?
Oh, I have no idea, dude.
Yeah.
It was at Costco. It was like less than $20. It's like, let's give it a whirl.
You're like, nothing's less than $20 at
Costco.
Oh. That's very
true.
Little.
Very little, less than $20 at Costco.
I got really good, though. I can go in there and I'm like, Royce, I'm going for eggs because I love my hard-boiled eggs for my protein. Eggs, milk, and I'm out.
I can go in, when I know like what I need to go in there for,
and I'm done.
I go in and I'm out.
They have self-service.
Especially because I get off work and I can
that.
Get into that
See,
store by 4:30 and
yeah,
5 o'clock
me.
It's packed.
You're done.
So I'm like,
you're
I gotta get
me,
there before the line gets long so I don't have time to. I do always do a walkthrough through the clothes.
Just because that place has some good shit.
I mean,
they really do.
Yeah. Why are the belts so short at a place that sells you 64 of everything that they sell?
why are
the belts?
The belts.
Like,
the conveyor belts.
They're shorter than a regular grocery store.
It's
yeah.
true.
But you're buying
a
carload of shit.
I thought you were talking about
belts.
Pants belts.
Yes.
Like, why?
That's what I thought.
Does it make you so?
How come they've got size 32 belts and fucking double wide pants? That's
So I went there last week and I spent an hour and a half loading up a cart. I bought fucking hiking pants. I bought like batteries and bullshit I didn't need. Like a cart full of shit.
Oh my god,
and
what
I,
is a cart full of shit? Like $400,
$500? I'm rich. I got up there and I got up to pay.
He got his kicker.
My membership was expired.
Oh,
and I was
we'll
like,
do it this time though.
Thank you anyway. Sorry.
You know
and
how you
I just
get
left
that?
All my shit.
You know how you get around that? Because I refuse to pay the $60 because it's just me, Royce, and Addison. But some shit I still want there. you have somebody you know, like your sister-in-law or your brother, buy you a fucking gift card, and it pisses them off because you go in there and you use your gift card. You can't go above that gift card.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have a membership to spend your fucking gift card. I don't need to spend $60 a year for B. Royce and Addison, but sometimes I just have certain things that I want there. Like, Four Tubes is my favorite toothpaste.
Wow. $5 for life one hack, tube. You guys.
Four yeah, tubes there is like fucking $16. Hey, Sitz, hook me up. Here's some money. Give me the gift card. I go and do my shopping.
You can really get, so you can use a gift card.
Gift card without a membership.
Yeah.
So when you walk in the door, you show them your gift card?
Oh, no, I still have my old card. They don't question that. I'm like, here's my face, but this shit hasn't worked in 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And then that's I take the gift card through the line.
Those people are just counting people coming in. They're not really
No, to totally, dude. Have somebody you know
buy your gift card. I get a free membership at Costco.
Oh, that's you're
how do you get
why can't you just buy your own gift cards? You can do it online, right?
No, you have to have somebody who's a member buy you the gift card.
My friend works for Costco. Got them for us, and I'm on her family plan.
Oh. Can we be on her family plan, too?
No.
We can afford $30.
Ours expires, like, 30? Tomorrow.
It's $55 is the cheapest membership.
30 a piece. We split everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my bad. Shit, I'm living in a world where I just pay
well,
for
not
it.
Well, yeah.
So, I constantly like to, I constantly fuck with people, and like,
does that come back to bite you?
Gator.
Oh yeah. So I've like, if I'm talking to a jerk, the whole time I'm talking to them, I'm like, how can I just fuck with this person? So we have at the place I work, I see a lot of the public, and
a lot of jerks.
Some of them may happen to be racist. You know, one or two people.
Fuck that.
And this woman came in, and she, I think she said something about Mexicans, and I heard about it. And then I noticed, I have a small team that I work with, she wouldn't come to anybody that was,
brown.
Anybody that looked Hispanic or Asian, and would go to, like, only white people. So, she passed a whole counter full of people, and, like, went to the very back office just to get help by somebody the other day. And I saw it. So as she was leaving, I said, hasta la vista. I just threw it out as she was leaving. And she turned, snapped around. And she was trying to come up with something to say. And she was like, whatever that means, I guess.
I mean, bye, bitch.
And so as she was leaving, in my head, I'm still like, I know I'm going to see this person again. So the next time, this is the plan. And
hold
on. I'll let you guys know how this works. But the next time I see her, I'm going to be like, hola, ¿cómo está? And when she's like, hey, I don't speak Spanish, I'm going to be like, oh, I thought you were Hispanic.
Oh my gosh, do it! Yes!
And when she's like, well, really what? Good. I'm like, I don't know, you're like darker complected. I thought you were Mexican. And when she gets mad about that, I'm going to be like, my children are half Mexican. I'm going to wait for her breaking point and then be like, my kids are half Mexican.
You know what's crazy about that is somebody was really thinking like they were going to have that type of conversation with me, and I looked at him, I said, my daughter-in-law is Mexican and so is my grandchild. He's half Mexican, half white. Oh, shit. I'm like, I can't fuck with people like that. Hatred is so ugly. I can't do it. Good for you. I don't know how that turns out.
I know. I'm really excited. That's what, yeah.
Yeah,
that
you got to let us know for sure.
Man,
I'm not even waiting to hear about that one. Just keep messing with her.
So I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast, and there was a physicist named Brian Green on that program. Did you listen to that yet, babe?
No.
Did you say Brian Austin?
Brian
Austin Green?
Oh, God, no.
He's
not the guy from 90210.
He's a physicist.
Oh, yeah, well, now, it is Brian Austin Green. He's now a physicist. He went to, like, Harvard, got his PhD in physicist.
For real?
No.
She's making this up. No. Did you make that up?
That was so convincing.
It was.
No.
If I would have been able to say the word,
that was something Justin would do. That was good.
I'm going to practice lying.
What happened on the Joe Rogan podcast?
Well, he was just a physicist, and he was talking about the like quantum mechanics and theory of relativity, gravity, repulsive gravity, black holes, like all that sort of stuff. Any of you guys ever delved into that?
Can't even say that word.
It's above my pay grade.
I love I love Cosmos with
the drink, like Sex in the City drink?
With Carl Sagan. Not
the old Cosmos.
I totally got that.
I know you
yeah. Cosmos. Cosmopolitan.
It's a Cosmo, yeah.
No.
I love Cosmos.
The old 70s show Cosmos with Carl Sagan.
Yeah.
And it still...
I must be too young for that shit. I don't know.
It still holds up. It's really good. Well, you smoke pot, you know.
It made me rethink. Like,
you know. You have deep thoughts. Like...
Have you seen the Neil deGrasse Tyson one?
Yeah, it's yeah.
Too.
I know your ass would know what that is. I don't know what it is.
It made me rethink like how I think about anything. Everything in my life.
In what way?
It's been very existential this past week.
Well, I'm not going to like start drinking or doing drugs because... but it's made me rethink like how I think about like higher power or just like what's after... Or if there's anything after we die.
I think about that all the time.
So do I, and it freaks me out.
It gets me anxious.
Well, I mean, but do you...
Oh, really?
Do you...
It really does, because there's
you just
no
think about
it
with yourself,
piece...
and you don't, like, read about, like...
Oh, my God. I think that I'm just as equal as that plant I threw in the trash life. The other day, and that's what's going to happen to me.
Okay, I think you're definitely more than the plant. But I guess, for me, there's just so many people that I long for and miss so fucking much, dude, that I'm like, I have to believe that, like, is there really this space in this place where I'm going to see him again? Because that's the only thing that gets me through. Like, sister died unexpectedly, nephew was taken from us. Like, I have to believe that shit.
That's what he talked about. He's like, we put meaning into our life, so because what's after is probably nothing.
Yeah.
And so we desperately cling to this idea that there's has to be something beyond, or we'll see whatever, or they call it space daddy's gonna come out of the fucking sky to save us and tell us what to do or whatever. But the like the
space daddy is also
see that is that's terrifying.
What they can figure out is that
like not
this thing inside of our head and consciousness is protons and neutrons that are in a certain thing, like unbelievably made it to this point to where we have this, and once the physical body dies, like that stuff stops. So
well, that's his take on
well,
it.
Well, no, and it's just a take on it. So it
doesn't
another...
mean that religion and higher power doesn't exist
so
either.
Neil deGrasse
well, no,
Tyson.
I'm not sitting here telling you it doesn't.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
So why are you arguing with me about it?
Well, I don't
but
know.
You can still
you guys are making
religion
it so comfortable.
And a higher power.
Nobody was arguing. She just had an opinion.
Neil deGrasse Tyson
was she
talking
was
about.
She puffing up on me.
You puff up, baby, because I'm with you too. I have to believe in something.
Yeah.
Why don't we just celebrate like what we got?
Let him.
Dude, we
Justin
should totally celebrate what we have.
Justin?
What's up, Justin? Sorry.
Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about how we're just energy. Like, we have energy in our body. And he was talking about when he dies, that energy's going to go somewhere, you know? And it'll probably disperse. It'll probably just, like, go in the air. But he was like, why would I want to be cremated? You know, I don't just want it to go into space. I want it to be, like, absorbed in the ground and, you know, in the earth. And
Rice wants to
be
a
part
tree.
Of the earth.
That's
you want to be a tree?
That's how you get
I'm making
them
a tree. And I told the kids, make me a crystal or a stone, because I'm so into stones.
Those little tree pot thing.
Yeah.
He wants a tree pot. I'm like, damn.
You want haunts?
Is that,
cause
so
that's
cool.
How you get them.
Is that why you love him so much? Because he's stoned all the time?
He's stoned. He's my tree. He's my wood.
I would want to be a lilac. I want to be planted by a lilac bush.
Like, legitimately, there's certain things that you can do. Like, it must be a tree. I'll make you a fucking tree. I'll... Root you
a
up and take you everything
ooh,
everywhere.
I
want
to be a redwood.
We'll take forever to grow, though.
I'd be around forever.
Those are amazing.
They are amazing.
I cried, dude. I cried. I love trees that much. So the first
I
time
cried
I saw
the first
time
ever. Me too.
Dude.
There's so much that you say that I'm like, oh my god, we are, there's
I fucking love you.
Like, I fucking love you too. Like,
like you're my sister from another
Mr.
Anderson.
I fucking love rocks too.
I know.
crystals, rocks, essential oils.
J2K Podcast, bringing people together since 1979.
Like, yeah, I felt like a little baby.
I
fucking cried. Bryce took me there,
like,
and I was like,
like
I went and hugged me.
Yes!
And I was like, Bryce, I can't believe it.
Oh my god.
It's so powerful. It's a fucking tree. There's so many of them. And then I was like, kids, come here. Let's lock arms. Look, dude, we can't even get half around the tree.
Dude,
oh my god. Mom's on the store right here. You know, my dad was a trucker marine, and he
yes,
did sleep with a lot
happened,
of people.
Yes.
It really fucking did.
He did not sleep with my mother. She is a lady.
Wait, what? Did you say you didn't sleep with your mother?
No, my dad. She goes.
I have a lot of kids that I keep finding out that are like siblings because my dad. God forbid you find this, but. Marines
slept
around a lot, lots of kids everywhere.
I'm the oldest of many. Turns out this is your long lost sister. Was he ever in Ohio? Yeah.
No. He was. He's a truck driver, Marine.
He was in
Ohio.
Oh my god, you guys do not speak about my mom like that.
Okay. Okay. Is your mom the
first
thing?
Lip Jesus is gonna be more cursed. He is like. Yes, my mother is the same.
Oh, then we're good.
Yeah.
She did not have affairs with slut father.
If my dad was evil, and if it was the other way around, I'd be like, maybe so.
Well, my mom is.
So anyway, I was talking about that because it's an alternate view of this life, and like as I move through this life and I am in recovery and I do the steps and I work on all that shit and I look within and all that, like I see, like, and I listen to this podcast, and so it offered this other view of like scientific view of like where we are, who we are, and where we live, and what's all around us.
Okay.
Like just a different view of that. And I mean, the truth is I never spend a lot of time doing that other than just looking at that stuff, not like trying to learn about it. So that's why I brought it up, because it's like a lot heavier than I judge a lot of people ever like take a look at. I feel like there's a lot of people that go through their lives and they just like got blinders on and everything's always that fucker's fault and
oh for sure.
They go through and that son of a bitch and I'm happy right now and then there's no like
very
looking within and trying to like figure out who you are and why you do what you do.
The very caveman.
The freedom that brings, like you've experienced in recovery, Kareen, and like I have. And some people have, like, to me, that's a type of freedom to know yourself and to become a better version of yourself. Like, there's freedom in that. Like, I'm able to understand things differently and you know, more like I would like, more in tune and more in line with who I want to be, you know, the version of myself I want to be.
That was really deep.
So,
well, that's what I've been doing.
No, but I think everybody should put themselves in that position because I think we all have the ability to, like, do that. I think people just get stuck in a rut and they really don't see beyond, like, the here and now. And, like, that's just, I think most people are just stuck in that space. And a lot of people are comfortable in that space.
That's what I was going to say, too. And they don't, like, kind of hit a crisis, like,
yeah,
that, like, just makes them have to get out of that, like...
I think it's shitty, though, because a lot of times, too, like, with your guys' journey, everybody's journey is different, right? But then a lot of people, too, I hate when people, like, come up to you and they're like, I just don't know how you could be happy. I'm like, what the
fuck? Who would say that?
Oh, I get that a lot. I'm always happy. It could be fucking chaos at work, and I have a smile on my face.
People
that
need that.
And I'm like...
I've never had somebody say that.
Oh, Christine.
That's crazy.
Almost.
Because I'm not always, like,
exactly. Because you're not always happy.
Yeah, I'm not always happy.
But it's a choice, right? I can be like, oh, it's really fucked up today. I have 16 kids in the office, and it's really crazy. And I've called him in tears. But in front of people and what I need to do, I'm like, you just do what you gotta do. Like,
together.
It's a choice, right?
Yeah.
You can choose to wallow in that shit. You can choose to, like, be like, oh, this is really fucked up, which only makes it worse, in my opinion. Or you can be like, okay, this is the situation. It is what it is. What do we got to do to keep it moving? Let's keep it moving. Like, you just do what you got to do. And I think that a lot of people get stuck or they choose to be in that because they don't know any other space or place to be in. And that's really sad. Like, it just seems like a really fucked up place.
Well, and I think, Kareen, you hit on it when, like, people don't get to a place where the pain is so great that they need to change. And sometimes when they do, they kill themselves or they begin to use alcohol and drugs at level that takes that away.
I don't think, like, it's always alcohol and
existential
drugs,
like something beyond, huh?
I don't think it's always alcohol and drugs, dude, because I'm telling
you
right
I'm going
now,
down
my fucking weight
I'm going down the list.
I was gonna say food,
Jesus.
Fucking money.
She always like this?
Yeah,
yes.
Any distraction.
Any distraction.
That makes you, that you turn to not have to say
sex,
that.
Food,
Starburst,
drugs, Starburst, surfer. Tasting your own cum.
I was just going to say that.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
Gator dick.
Eating gator dick.
That's huge. That's on the list twice, I think.
Chocolate.
So, that's gator penis and what gator
you
dick.
Do? I mean, honestly, chocolate. What do you do to cope? Chocolate?
Yep.
To unwind. So what do you guys do to cope now? Like, if you had those outlets before, what is your outlet now?
I don't do coke.
No, I... Okay.
Coke.
I thought you said coke. I'm like, C-O-P. I loved it, but I don't do it anymore.
Whoa, I said, what are you doing? Coke. So what's how do you do method? Your blow?
Is that a purpose?
You do it with a single or
bathroom
a 20?
Bathroom sink. What I do to coke? Well,
yeah, like now. Like, other than jacking off in the bathtub and peeing. Like, what? I mean, what's your thing? Like, what?
I will address that in a minute. There's no jerking off.
Music.
There's a funny story about jerking off in the bathtub, though, but I, when I wake up, I go right to my knees and I say the third step prayer, Alcoholics Anonymous book, which is basically just like, hey, here I am, use me today, don't, like, let me, like, be useful to other people and to stay out of my own fucking way. Thank you. And then, I go through my day and I stay in contact with a group of men that are my group, and I stay in contact with her, and I shut the fuck up as much as possible. I have the four agreements inside my locker at work, and I'll pick one, or I'll pick two, or I'll pick three, or I'll pick all fucking four of them.
From the Four Agreements book?
Yeah.
That's such a great book.
It's such a great book.
So good.
It's like amazing.
So good. Wow. Yeah,
that's what I do.
That's awesome. I was always curious about that. Thank you for sharing that.
Because, like, my MO through my life has been to validate myself by who I'm hanging out with, who I'm dating, whether you like me or not. And then I put people in the place of where higher power should be for me. Like, in recovery, like, it's higher power and then everything else after that. And I don't know what the fuck that is. It's not purse lip Jesus. It's not white beard God in the sky. Like, the best I can come up with that has... I've been shaken out of this from listening to that podcast. I used to think that we were all energy and we're all part of... Together, our energy was part of this whole thing. But I'm not sure that I believe that anymore. But the truth is, and the best news about it is, I don't have to fucking believe that it's anything.
You don't.
There's something greater than me. And so when I did my second step, which is... what is it?
Came to believe
a power greater myself could restore me to sanity. So when I did my second step, it broke into two, and part of it was to list things that are greater than me. Tangible, real fucking things. And so on my list is bees. They're greater than me. Like, I could kill bees all day, but there's still bees everywhere. Trees, the sun, the tide, concrete, tangible things that are greater than me.
Be a long list.
Yeah, Jeff, lots of stuff is greater than you.
Why are you doing the watch thing? I'm pointing at my phone.
I just want to know how long we're at.
I don't know.
Make a big thing about it. Jeez.
That's sign language for where are we at.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're talking too long.
No.
I love that you were like...
I'm just joking. That's not...
I love that you were like, tangible things that are greater than me.
All right.
And Royce is like, that's going to be a long list. It wasn't a bird, like, it was a sincere comment, but it sounded like
a really good bees,
bird.
Bees, trees, knees.
No, it was a bird.
That was good.
Royce, that was rude.
So.
Don't be rude, Royce.
I know, Royce.
He just fits in with this side of the room.
What the hell?
I had something happen to me today. I'm in a group text with my best friend and his wife and his sister and her best friend. It's just the five of us. And his wife. Her sister is an ER nurse and sends her crazy shit that happens in the ER. And so today a guy came in with abdominal pain and he wasn't able to make a bowel movement. You know, you can see where this is going.
I already don't like it.
So
he's either stuck something up there or he's impacted.
So they asked him exactly that. Have you inserted anything? And he was like, "Well, funny story. I did a lot of ecstasy the other night, and I think while I was high, my friends (plural) might have put something in my ass."
Oh no!
Oh god!
And it was a whole apple.
Shut your mouth.
A whole apple. And so
I don't need those kind of friends.
Like, what kind of apple?
Hopefully it wasn't one of those Braeburn, Fuji, a Pink Lady. I mean, there's varying sizes.
I know, Golden Delicious.
I know, seriously. Like,
what kind of apple?
Have you seen those new Cosmic Crisp apples? I mean, they're like huge.
Is the movie Seven where Cosmic puts like, what's in the box?
Speaking of
Cosmic, is that the movie Seven?
Seven, yeah.
Like, instead of what's in the box, it's like, what kind of apple is it?
That's insane.
Hopefully it's a cran apple.
Who does
that's
that?
Talent. That's talent.
Wow.
Well, he was on ecstasy. He was super relaxed.
So he's just
not relaxed though. Yeah,
he's just partying on a Monday night.
Chanel applesauce.
Having people, and so here's the thing: it wasn't just an apple.
Oh no!
Oh god! There was a banana in there. Fruit cocktail.
Hopefully not a cantaloupe.
When they pulled it out, there was more fruit. They wouldn't elaborate, but there was more fruit.
How do you not elaborate at that
There's
point?
There's probably a tossed salad joke in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I was thinking bring the whipped cream.
The apple was the finale.
Well, yeah, they funnel and grapes and
so
coconut.
This guy.
Whipped cream.
There's nothing inside. Like, this, we just sat there and shoved shit up your friend's ass. That would never.
This guy was older than 50 and younger than 70.
I'm sorry, what?
Older than 50 years old, younger than 70. And
oh my god, that's like your parents.
And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker.
There's more kickers? You've had three already.
Here's the kicker.
It's a kick out.
Too many kickers.
Before they put him under, he told them, "My wife can't find out about this."
Oh no.
What part? That you were on ecstasy or that you have, like,
friends
up your ass?
Friends or friend?
Yeah. Your wife can't find out that you had a cornucopia up your fucking butt.
Cornucopia!
Good
yes!
use of words.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
Here's the kick.
A cloaca cornucopia.
I love the cornucopia.
On that note, we'll be right back.
We're back.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
We had a whole conversation that we couldn't have on the podcast.
Oh no.
And, yeah. So at this point in the show, we like to do a song, and it goes a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
J2K. J2K.
Awesome mac and cheese, pursed face Jesus. Apple bottom boys, tasting your own sex juice.
One cross, three nails, forgiven.
J2K. J2K.
Beats poop and pee. Looks bloody. Jeff got serious and cosmic and spiritual, and I loved it. I loved it.
I love you.
J2K. J2K.
K.
J2K.
Well, I haven't done it for a while, so I'll remind everybody that we're on all of the Facebooks and Instagrams and the Twitters at J2K Podcast. We're also at J2KPodcast@gmail.com. And no, Justin, I don't sound like this is an email.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you don't send us an email?
Yeah. So what did we come up with something?
Yeah, what's the subject?
Have you tasted yourself?
There we go.
Have you tasted your own genital juices?
Genital?
Yeah.
When's
that's
the
how
last
they say in Spain,
you had
okay?
Experience with your genital juices.
Yeah, and
people,
I know that's going
to.
That's going to.
I really want to know.
That's going to scare a lot of people off. So send us an email that you haven't done that. If you're like Christy and Corrine. And you want to make fun of us for doing it?
And if you're like
do that.
Super flexible and you want to brag.
Oh, yeah. Like taste yourself without any implements, including your digits.
Yeah, you know what? Just send us all of your kinks. Send us every single one of your kinks. How kinky are you? You can email it to us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com.
That email address is, again, is j2kpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh my.
Dot pineapple juice.
Oh, sorry. Oh.